Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Right, got a good one for you with the bin. It's really simple, but it's good. We all hate bin juice. You had your bin hack with the hole. Tell people that one.
Oh, yeah, this is amazing. For many, many years, like many of you, I struggled to get the black bag out of the bloody bin. You know, you're shelf on, you're pulling the thing out, and you probably to get someone else to hold the bin while you pull the black bag out. The reason for that is because of the suction. If you want to get rid of that, you put a hole, you can drill a hole in your bin, and it stops all that. The bag comes out easier. Also, if you have the hole there, if you want to be really fancy with it, take out your vacuum cleaner and suck. Put your vacuum cleaner up to the hole and the bag then will suck right into your bin. It's almost like a skin inside your bin. Do you know the way people do that with their luggage sometimes? They put them in and you put the Hoover in it and it just kind of vacuum packs it. So yeah, that's kind of clever.
I like it. It's the type of thing I'd never, ever be bothered to do because it just, like, hardly... This next one, though, I think it's worth the extra little bit of effort, which is double bin bag. So put another one under your bin bag. Mm-hmm. So when you lift your bin bag out, you have one ready to go underneath it.
What's what the hell? I never thought of that.
I mean, come on.
I can't believe it.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Like, what?
Such a simple idea. Like, oh, that's annoying.
That's such a big deal. There it is. It's there ready to go.
That's
none
so
of this.
Annoying.
Oh, don't use the bin yet, lads. I have to put a bin bag in it. No, don't use. But, Mum, that's since yesterday. I know, yeah, I'll get there eventually. I'll put a bin bag in eventually.
Also, at the bottom of that bin, get a bit of a tea towel and throw some essential oils. Sorry, tea cloth. You know, disposable ones. Throw some essential oils on there. Stick them at the bottom.
Yeah.
Your bin doesn't stink.
One thing I've been doing, talking of smelling things smelling nice, you know the way I love the smell of washing powder? There's a coconut one on the go from a particular brand, which isn't expensive, and it's lovely. Everyone keeps saying that we all smell of coconuts, which I'm into because I love smelling.
Smell a bounty off you.
Smell a bounty off you, But I've been...
the bag of bounty off you.
But I've been using one of them, some of it, to clean the floors. Tipping it into I have this squeezy mop thing that has a little container for hot water on it, and I put in a little bit of that. Just a little bit, enough not to be slippy. And the floors are smelling good.
My nanny did that for years, Laura, with Comfort. She would have like regular floor cleaner in the bucket and would tip a little bit of Comfort fabric softener in there. And it did a great job on the floors, but yeah, you're right, the house smells amazing afterwards.
Yeah, no, it works. It really, really works. Other ones are this. I just was looking some autumn hacks there. Some of them were rubbish, but these ones I liked. She got a pumpkin, scooped it all out, right? Didn't have any holes in it and used it as a vase. And it looked really, really, really cool for the pumpkin. The other one she did was got some plain napkins, got the kids, got nice shaped leaves from outside that have fallen off the trees. Put a little bit of paint on them, like rolled some paint onto them, like autumn coloured paint, and then printed them onto the napkins, and they looked deadly. I thought that's a really cool thing to do. Another one was she had to get, if you have jumpers, you're taking out like mohair jumpers that have little balls on them and stuff. She used a razor on them, just a normal disposable razor, and it got rid of all the little balls.
Yeah.
From anything you're taking out, like jumpers you might not have worn, and everything's starting to come out now, the gear. You might be washing trainers that you're putting away after the summer or indeed taking out. And if you are, fill them with balls of, when they're drying, fill them up with scrunched up newspaper and they dry a lot quicker. And the other one that I liked, you know, pine cones.
Mm-hmm.
You see them around, get the kids to gather them. You can get them to look blackberries while they're out there. Get them out as long. Will you come back with a bucket of blackberries, get them to bring you back a load of flat leaves for the napkins, and then while they're out there, get a load of pine cones.
Yeah.
And the pine cones, you put in a bag, a Ziploc bag with some scented oils, spray, whatever, a little bit of, it could even be, you know, an oil you have yourself for your own face or something. Spray it in and leave them for a couple of hours and they smell really nice.
Yeah.
Scented pine cones.
Speaking of smelling nice, I'm always banging on about the other uses of tumble dryer sheets. They're great for when you're changing your light bulb, for rubbing said light bulb before you put it in, and that kind of smell when it heats up the light bulb goes all around your house. If you're wiping down your rads, use a sheet of Bounce or whatever you can get these days. I think Lenore have their own tumble dryer sheets. It has that kind of lovely smell. And the other use, I only did it over the weekend because we were washing our cushion covers. Put a sheet of tumble dryer sheet either side before you put your new cushion cover back on there, and your cushions smell amazing. And you get compliments.
Brilliant.
People come into your house.
Brilliant.
Sit down. What's that lovely
Inspired.
Smell? It's me cushions.
And by the way, if you can't afford to buy those sheets, we made our own. You get a tin cloth, you leave it soaking in in one of the fabric softeners in concentrated version in a tub, and then you take it out and squeeze it and use it whenever you want it. And it smells of a fabric softener the whole time.
Very good. There are other brands.
I know, and I wouldn't mind, but I don't use Comfort. I'm just so used to it, because there used to only be one, remember? All those years ago, that was one of the only ones you ever seemed to be able to get, but not anymore.
What was it back then? Personal Comfort.
Personal
Comfort, Lenore and Ariel. That was
pretty much it.
And now there's like loads. So there you go.
Back
there
then,
your home hacks.
Noughties.
The noughties.
Right.
Go back to the 70s, Laura. And the 70s.
Stop it.
And the time till this morning after 9 o'clock.
Robin Lawrence. Home Hacks. On East Coast FM.